Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault. Very pleased to welcome back to the program the co-founder of the Rural FASD, Rob Moore. Rob, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
It's been a while, so let's just give a quick refresher to our listeners what the Rural FASD is.
So the Rural FASD Support Network, we're a nonprofit corporation established back in 2019, and we are a very unique corporation in that we consist solely of people with lived experience related to FASD. And so all of our decision-making, our board of directors, our membership are all individuals who are either living with this disability or are their primary caregivers.
And it's the fetal alcohol spectrum disorder as well, right? Like that's what the FASD part is.
Yes, that is correct.
Now you say you were founded and, you know, not too long ago when you think about it. And if memory serves, it was around a kitchen table.
It absolutely was. There was myself and my wife and three other individuals who gathered around our kitchen table back in 2017. And we basically came together because we had attended a conference together and realized there really wasn't anyone speaking on behalf of the caregiver at that point, as well as the lack of supports that were out there was really, really extreme. And so we were really just wanting to bring attention to some of the things that we needed to just to be able to survive and see some positive outcome for our children.
So you're talking about 5-6 people when it started. How many people are, involved in this now?
So right now, we currently sit at 171 families. About 85% of them are located in the counties of Lanark and Leeds-Granville. We have another 62 different individuals who volunteer in one capacity or another. And we're sitting on about 7 or 8 different advisory councils at the municipal level, at the provincial level, and the federal level now.
This is a homegrown success story. You have had different provincial ministries, different organizations looking at what you have done to grow as fast as you have. And the whole fact that your membership has grown so much, it really reflects on the quality of what it is that you're doing. And every time we speak, I'm just blown away by, what has been happening. I know you have a few updates for us today, but really, if you could just before we get to that, speak a little bit about the attention that has been sort of focused on the group in the years and what it has meant to the further development of your group and potentially others.
Well, and we went through a really, really useful exercise, and it was related a little in part with one of the announcements we're going to be talking about here with our recent Trillium grant. But we had to go through a program evaluation and look at exactly what is it that we're doing, how we're doing it, and determine what is it that makes us successful. And what we found was the key to all of it was it's in fellowship. And that's actually the word we describe it as. And the best parallel that I can give is fellowship is based on common experience. It's actually terminology that the Legion uses. It's terminology that Alcoholics Anonymous uses. It's terminology that churches use. And that's really the key is all of our members, because we all have that common experience, and we all, as a result, kind of have that common objective or goal that we're working toward, we just, it's at a different level. We're not friends anymore. We are, I make the comment that if the corporation didn't exist, we'd still be getting together. Mm-hmm. The people that we meet with on a monthly basis, we would figure out a way to have coffee on a regular basis, no matter what it was that we were doing or how we were doing it. And that's really, I think, the key aspect to everything we've been able to do.
What's the camaraderie meant, though, not only from the standpoint that you're talking about, but really as far as the actual support goes? And I'm thinking like the mental health support. We always talk about strength in numbers.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It is, you know, it. We've seen the direct result it has on people's well-being. We've seen the direct result it's had on eliminating isolation for people. And again, that's one that I'm going to mention briefly here. And one of the things that we've been able to successfully do is, and then on top of all of it, you know that you have value. That when you have an experience and you can see the impact that it has on somebody else, even just sharing that information and see the relief that comes over their face and you see them implement it, that you realize that that experience that you've been through that was so difficult and so hard has now turned into a positive experience for somebody else. And so it gives value to everything that we're doing. And really, that's what motivates us to keep going and moving it forward.
That and some incredible news that has come out of the organization. And you've mentioned a couple of things here. You've teased them a little bit. So let's get into it. The Trillium Grant. Tell us all about it.
Yeah. So the first one is it was announced just by our MPPs, John Jordan and Steve Clark with Mayor Nancy Peckford out of Kempville, that we are now the recipient of a $500,000 grant from Trillium spread over the next 4 years. And with that money, what we're able to do is we now have an office. And in fact, I can tell you that we just got the phones and the computers up and running here last week. So we're pretty excited about that. We're actually located now at 88 Cornelia Street West in Smith Falls. We're right in the Open Doors location there, leasing a couple of their rooms from there. We're actually right in the process right now of hiring the two employees that also come along with this. So we're in literally talking with folks about the program coordinator position, as well as the administrative and marketing assistant person. And what they're going to be able to do is they are the first two employees we've ever had. And so they're going to be able to work during business hours. They're going to be able to have a lot of those conversations and phone calls with folks that we just haven't been able to get to because we're all volunteers right now and working and raising our kids and so on. And then the other piece that they're looking at is right now there's not any funding or any agency that's providing support services for adults with FASD. We are literally going to be the first one anywhere in Ontario who is going to be able to provide that service moving forward now. And so that's obviously really exciting for us that as our kids transition out of those children's services, that they have a place to go to now. And that's part of where that funding is coming from. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's amazing. You trailblazed, you know, since your inception. And, you know, it's just amazing to think, okay, we've grown. Now, how do we help more people? That seems to be the train of thought that you folks have, and you're nodding your head emphatically. So I think I'm on the right track there.
Yeah, you are absolutely on the right track. And we also recognize though, that at the core of who we are, we are still that volunteer basis, and all of the programming and all the different things that we're doing, we're still really dependent on our volunteers and the money and the funding and the donations that we get, and your readers and your listeners have been absolutely fantastic in supporting us through all of this. It never goes to salary. All of those things are always going directly to the families, meeting direct needs, making sure that the kids are getting the services and the programming that they need to be able to succeed. And so that's where our focus has always been in terms of getting the money directly into the hands of the people that need it. The second one that we're also really excited about, though, is we just recently published our environmental scan report. And what we did with that was we connected with Open Doors once again. We connected with Carleton University and was able to hire an intern student who produced that report for us, Brooklyn Robinson, who did a wonderful, wonderful job on it. But as part of that, she connected with 42 different service organizations in the two counties of Lanark and Leeds-Grenville. And from that, she created this report that now lists every single service provider in 12 different sectors that people with disabilities, people in general, need support in. And what's happened is this report has now kind of helped eliminate the silos that exist between these sectors. So our medical clinics now have this report who will tell them what community engagement activities and recreation opportunities there are in the county. It tells them who the mental health clinicians are that they can do referrals to. And so the idea behind it is no matter who you go to, whatever your need might be, that you can get a referral to whatever area that needs to be, that folks need to be supported in. And so again, we've had lots of conversations, particularly out of our city partners, who are just amazed at what we've accomplished out here. To see that level of collaboration, to see that level of eliminating the silos is really a really exciting thing. So that's
huge. It's huge. Massive resource that, you know, is going to be used by so many different organizations.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about collaborative efforts, and you mentioned earlier on that you're involved in several different boards. You have representation in different places throughout the province. And to be able to bring something like this to the table too, our listening area, is absolutely amazing. That is I can just think of like three or four different organizations right off the bat that would be more than happy to have their hands on that. And obviously you're sharing it.
Well, and in the very fact that 42 different organizations agreed to be part of it and help us produce it tells you just how large the desire was. So right now we are in the process of trying to get it up on our website, that particular report and that resource. We haven't quite accomplished it, but it has been shared with the 42 organizations, as well as if folks want their own copy, they just need to email us at ruralfasd.ca. And we would be happy to share that published report with anybody that does that as well. But the third one and the last one that I wanted to bring out was, as part of that report, Brooklyn also did a gap analysis to look at where were the areas that we need to focus on for next steps. And to our surprise, there are 12 sectors that have to be supported. Every person needs support in 12 sectors. They include, for example, they need a doctor. People need opportunity to go to school. People need opportunities to participate, to get employment. So those are kind of the different sectors that we look at. But the one that actually has the least amount of support right now is what's called community engagement. And the community engagement is the part that's recreation, and that's events and festivals, and that's volunteer opportunities. And it was looked at from the lens of disability and accessibility. And that is the one that we were really shocked at to see. When it comes to community engagement, there's a lot of segregation that is still happening within our area. And we recognize it's not deliberate, but it's more about a lack of awareness that in order for someone, for example, an example that I came across the other day was, if someone has literacy challenges, they're not going to be able to read a flyer that's posted up about a sports team. They're not going to be able to, if someone has sensory challenges, they're not going to be able to walk into a crowd and ask to be part of something. And so it's really around that awareness piece of how do we bridge that gap? Because we know in terms of our volunteer boards with events and festivals, they need more people. Mm-hmm. And yet we have people with disabilities and accessibility challenges who want to be part of it, but don't know how to access it. So that was the big one that came out from the eScan report for us and really where we're focused moving forward for the next year. And that leads me into my last piece around our group has an unbelievable youth advocate in the name of Shelby DeRose. You had her on last year.
Yeah, I remember.
And she was, yeah. Well, she got named Canada's very first youth accessibility leader with FASD.
Wow.
And through that, she received some funding and recorded a series of 5 videos that really bring out what accessibility means and how you can support someone with FASD and people with disabilities in general. So we have those videos up on our YouTube channel right now. They're also up on our website. But the part that I think is the most exciting for us is through Scott Reed, and I cannot say how big this is, but Scott Reed has now stepped up and has invited Shelby to present to Parliament Hill on October 20th and to share a little bit about her story and what she has done.
Wow.
And I want to stress about the fact that we have been approaching several MPs over years now to be able to have a day like this and be able to do a presentation like this. And when Scott found out about this earlier this year, he's literally the first MP out of the 337 who stepped up and said, you know what, let's make this happen. And so we're so appreciative and really appreciate that. And you're going to see more announcements around what's going on with that. We are expecting a really large federal announcement related to FASD that's going to come as part of that day as well.
Amazing. It's you need a much bigger kitchen table, you know, because it started
it's,
with
those, it's getting really large. Yeah. I will say that. Yeah. Yeah,
it started with those humble beginnings and look at what's happened. It's amazing. We are right out of time here, Rob. I would like it very much if you could give us your website one more time.
Yep. RuralFASD, RuralFASD.ca.
And we're going to share that along with a link to those videos that you're talking about on our website today, lanarkleadstoday.ca. Always a pleasure to have you here. You're welcome back anytime. This is truly an incredible success story out of Lanark, Leeds, and Granville. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you're going down to Parliament Hill. It's just...
I know. Unbelievable. It's incredible. Eh?
Yeah. It's getting it in front of the people who can make a difference. And it started with a few parents who wanted to help each other and then reach out and help other people. My God. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. As always, Rob, it's a pleasure. You're welcome anytime. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Our guest today on In Focus, Rob Moore from the Rural FASD. You can learn more on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.